Emad's another one. G'day, Emad.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, thank you, Emad. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, first time caller to your show. I've been listening for a while. We just haven't had the courage to call you, but yes, I'm 100% like your last caller, Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of us like Mohammed, but it's just, I think through all this noise with all this stuff that's going on, I think our voices won't be heard at the moment.
Well, let me give you a tip.
Let me
give you a tip, okay? And you've just admitted that you've plucked up the courage today to call, and I really admire the fact that you have called, and Mohammed called and Anise called, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you don't speak out, and unfortunately your leadership hasn't spoken out, we haven't heard from the Grand Mufti, we haven't heard from anyone in leadership apart from Jamal Riffey, a doctor in southwestern Sydney. And so maybe what we need, Emad, if the leadership won't speak out, we need Emad and Mohammed and Anise to speak out on behalf of the Muslim community.
Oh, there's a lot of us. There's like my whole family, my extended family, my friends. We're not for ISIL. We're not for these little hood rats that want to, think they can save the world by killing innocent people and trying to make a statement. No, we like the Muslim faith
Condone it. I think is a word you're searching for.
It does not say that anywhere in our faith. Like these, I mean, and also you were saying, I was listening to you before, you kept on referring to this place as a mosque. It's not a mosque. It's a prayer hall. The difference between a mosque and a prayer hall.
Well, just I'm glad you've picked that up, okay? Because there's another prayer hall at my way, which is run by some sensational people, which people were opposed to. Now, explain to me the difference between a mosque and a prayer hall, because the people inside that prayer hall, which I've called a mosque, call it a mosque. So what's the difference?
No. Well, a prayer hall is it started off as a youth centre or something, and some self-appointed, spokesman wanted, he makes himself a mufti and wants to
Young kids. Just stop there. How can you make yourself a mufti?
Well, everyone believes that guy that Lin Cafe Bastik was a self-appointed mufti, but no one believes him from our community. But as outsiders, maybe yous believe him.
Yeah, but so this is what we don't understand. I mean, there's a couple of lunatics I deal with, including a bloke who calls himself the Reverend Matthew Murdoch Mills, right? And we treat him as a bit of a joke because he's a self-appointed reverend. And I guess there are other people from fundamentalist Christian groups who appoint themselves.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and ignorance is bliss for all of us, the people representing that prayer hall, which we call a mosque in Parramatta, which you tell me is not a mosque.
Not a mosque.
They call themselves, not muftis, but they call themselves sheikhs, or they call themselves religious leaders, or what do they call themselves?
They're not sheikhs. You can't call yourself a mufti or a sheikh if you don't know the ideology of Islam, the law of Islam, and you have to be respected by the community, by the government, first of all, recognised by the government to become a mufti, a spokesman for the Muslim
people. But wouldn't it be productive if the Grand Mufti came out and said, look, don't worry about these melon heads at Parramatta, they've got no authority to call themselves anything. I mean, apart from you as an Australian Muslim or Muhammad or Anise, wouldn't it be productive for someone in authority to come out and say this?
But we don't follow these people. The best thing is not to follow them. We don't follow them.
But you've got to denounce them if you don't follow them.
Well, we do. We do.
But no, but you don't. You do.
Behind closed doors, we do.
Yeah, but now hang on, stop. Stop. You just said behind closed doors. Why not publicly? Why not publicly?
Because you don't want you don't want someone coming to your house and shooting up your house or something.
Maybe. What? So you're scared? You're scared of these people?
Yes. Like Dr. Rafiri is the only one that spoke. He got threatened. His house got shot up because he spoke out before.
So in other words, you are of the view that many Muslims, decent, fair Australians, won't speak out because they're terrified of the rat bags. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Especially the young rat bags. Not the old ones, the young ones.
Well, hang on a sec. Are they going to shoot up the Grand Mufti if he speaks out?
Well, they tried with Dr. Rafiri.
Yeah, well, hang on. He's a brave man. He's speaking out and continues. He wrote a column in the Telegraph this week denouncing all this. But hang on, Emad. When is the Fair Dinkum leadership? I don't expect you to put yourself at risk. When's the Fair Dinkum leadership going to talk out?
I'm going to make a pretty strong statement. I don't think we have a strong leadership in Australia, a Muslim leadership. We don't have one spokesman that we look up to. We don't.
All right.
Because I think they're afraid in a way where they'll be vilified or somehow linked to terrorism or something like we don't. Like.
Well, it's no good giving up, mate. If they give up, we all give up.
No, well, we haven't given up, trust me, because we don't, like, as a big community, we don't associate with these kind of people. These people come from a different community overseas. They come from, like, we call them gypsies. We call them farmers. They come from, like, you know, these people that you always say, oh, I see this guy in this area, he doesn't work, or he's drinking coffee all day, you know, like callers and that. These people come from farms. These people don't know anything. And as Muhammad said, we should have a stronger filter. We should have a bigger filter for these people. Not just Muslims, for everyone.
Yeah, sure.
For everyone.
All right, mate, listen, I've got to go. I want to go to this media conference as quick as I can, but I appreciate you making the phone. Make sure it's not the last call you make, okay? Thanks, E-Mad. Nice to hear from you.